Kia ora, kua te reano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Waitea English News. Health Minister Shane Retty says he has asked his ministry to look for ways to keep RAT tests available in the community to manage COVID waves. He says wastewater data and the slowly declining rate of hospitalisations could mean the current fifth wave is reaching a plateau. A large number of existing RAT test inventory expires in March.
What we know is you have to have at least a month's expiry, so their expiry date is March, which means February is the last time that they could be used. So I've asked the Ministry to come up with solutions as to how we can still have RATs available in the community, particularly as we make our way through this wave and for what may well be other outbreaks during the year.
Shane Retty says it's hard to estimate the number of RATs tests needed at any time, and a large number will expire unused. Māoriland Film Festival co-founder Libby Hakaraia says receiving the 2024 Merata Mita Fellowship will accelerate her shift into the directing side of the industry. The fellowship from the non-profit Sundance Institute is to support Indigenous women-identified artists endeavouring to direct their first feature film. Hakaraia from Ngāti Kapu and Ngāti Raukawa Ki Te Tonga already has screenwriting and production credits, and she's working on her directorial debut, feature film Taniwha. The fellowship includes year-long support with activities, including a cash grant, mentorship, attendance at the Sundance Film Festival, access to strategic and creative services offered by Sundance Institute's artist programs.
The labs are what are responsible for a lot of the, you know, the Indigenous excellence and a lot of the filmmakers that have broken through. And, you know, Merita's fellowship was really awarded to ensure that Indigenous women were amongst those that were being elevated. And she wanted women to have a place at the table and to be uplifted. So I follow on. We're standing on the shoulders of giants as we always are.
Libby Hakaraia says it's an honour to receive the fellowship named for a woman who was an inspiration for herself and for so many others, and was sometimes a hard taskmaster in her search for excellence. A Kaupapa Māori Performing Arts program for Rangatahi is treating 2024 as a growth year. Te Kura Mā Ninirau held its first Whānau Day at the weekend, with children aged from 7 to 14 performing in a style made famous by the onstage acrobatics of Cirque du Soleil. Manager Natasha Van Etten says whānau can see positive change in their tamariki doing the program.
And what we've experienced with them and the feedback from their whānau is that their confidence and their bravery and then just their strength and their determination has improved tenfold since coming to Kura Mani Nerau.
In March, Kura staff will show off their circus skills in Tainui Tukiwaho and Amber Curran's stage presentation Tangi Ati Tui, which is part of the Auckland Festival of Arts after a successful premiere in Vancouver, Canada. And that is your Waitea English News for this afternoon. Tūrou!